A toxic class of chemicals known as PFAS were once used in firefighting foam at former military air bases in Pennsylvania. The chemicals contaminated drinking water supplies, so public water authorities have installed treatment systems to provide safer water. The story is different when it comes to private wells, some of them miles from those air bases. WHYY's Dana Bate reports from Bucks County.
This is how Jody Cuter starts her day every other Friday, with a delivery from the water guy.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
The Sellersville resident receives 5 51-pound boxes of water every 2 weeks, courtesy of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. Each box contains 6 1-gallon jugs of water. She, her husband, and 2 daughters go through a lot of it.
4 cases within 2 weeks, maybe 5? I don't really know.
4 cases, not 4 jugs, 4 cases.
We drink a lot of water. Between cooking and everything else, yeah.
Cuter has gotten these deliveries since 2017, when the DEP notified her that the levels of PFAS in her private well water were above the EPA health advisory of 70 parts per trillion. Her levels vary, but they've been as high as 133. Some of her neighbors' wells have been in the thousands. The fact that she even knows about this contamination is unusual. Pennsylvania is one of 2 states in the country that doesn't regulate private wells, so homeowners are on their own to test for contaminants. Many don't, and when they do, traditional tests don't include PFAS. Cuter found out because the DEP found elevated PFAS in a nearby public well and alerted her and her neighbors.
If this development was not here, people would be still drinking the water.
And having no idea.
Having no idea.
Cuter lives more than 15 miles from the former air bases in Warminster and Horsham. But her house in Sellersville is right behind Berge's Tires, where in 1986, there was a massive tire fire. More than 30 fire companies came to help put out the blaze, including ones from the former air bases. Cuter points to her neighbor's house.
Apparently, that yellow house was black. Foam was sitting in all their yards back there and all up there, just sitting there for weeks, apparently, afterwards.
The DEP is still investigating the source of PFAS in the private wells in Sellersville. Regional Director Patrick Patterson says the agency is trying to be responsible and not rush to conclusions.
We want to work with what the science tells us, so that's what we're hoping to do by doing a thorough investigation.
The water delivery is only a temporary measure. The DEP wants to install filtration systems in these homes, which would take the PFAS levels down to zero.
The quickest way to get good water to people is through this filtration system, and the most cost-effective.
But Cuter and some of her neighbors don't want filters, which break down over time and are expensive to replace. Filters also need to be swapped out regularly in order to work, and the used ones contain high levels of PFAS. Cuter lives in Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick's district, and he brought this up at a recent meeting.
A lot of people just dispose them in their trash cans. It's a public safety hazard of a whole separate degree.
Cuter wants public water, but hooking up her and her 11 neighbors would cost $2 million. And Patterson says if people stop using their wells, the PFAS plume could spread because the water is no longer being pumped out of the ground. Regardless of whether she gets a filter or public water, Patterson says she will need an environmental covenant attached to her deed telling people the water is contaminated.
Especially if there was a public water system, because then you'd have all this untreated groundwater. And you would have to tell people they couldn't use it to water their lawn, they couldn't use it for anything.
That concerns Cuter, who's already seen her property value drop. She put plans for an addition on hold and worries she'll never be able to sell her house if she needs to.
All right, you ready? Go get the bus.
Yes!
She also worries about her 2 young daughters. Her youngest, Emily, is 8 and knows about the water contamination.
We can use it in the bath, just you can't drink it.
Cuter wants answers and action, 2 things she says she isn't getting.
I want to move on. I want them to grow up and not worry about water.
But for now, she continues to worry every time she turns on the tap. Dana Bate, State Impact, Pennsylvania.